from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, with you today. 844-326-3663. That is the number to join us on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone. 844-326-3663. You can shoot us a text on our text line at 71307, 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Shoot us a tweet at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, at the Fan Upstate, if you want to get to everybody. And I will remind you all that coming up, it is my Friday, got to get down on Friday. You are correct. Rob Brown off tomorrow. I will be over in Atlanta, Georgia, a little bachelor party weekend with the fellas. So we are off tomorrow. I am off tomorrow. Alonzo's going to be here still.
I won't be on the air.
He will not be on the air.
Not good enough. But I will be working.
He will be here. He will be in the studio. So you can send him all the love and affection on Twitter that he can possibly handle, and then a little bit more. Rashad Beard, unfortunately, unable to make it today. He will rejoin us next week. He was good to go for tomorrow, but again, not here tomorrow. So we look forward to Carolina Panther Fan Appreciation Day tonight. Fan Fest.
Which side are you sitting on?
I believe that we will be doing the show live from Little John Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
They are putting us in the press box upstairs, so we'll be looking down over the fan festivities this evening, myself and the Real Diesel on the show. That'll be a good time. That'll be a lot of fun.
So you get, yeah, as opposed to what your normal thing is. So you guys would be sitting in comfort while it's a hot day outside.
Air conditioning, baby. Big fan.
All right.
Big fan.
So not out in the elements where you should be, you know, amongst the people.
Well, we'll be walking over. So the show's obviously ending at 7. Practice starts at 6:30. It is open. If you have tickets, it is open. So I will walk over at 7 and go watch probably a 45 minutes or so before I get on the road to Atlanta. I'll go get eyes on the team. And I will break down and diagnose with great extent Bryce Young's footwork. Because that's what Lonzo cares about.
You don't?
No, I do. Quite a bit.
I was going to say, it's pretty important.
I do quite a bit. I have been watching film, what's been made available, which is obviously not a ton. And obviously when it is put together by the Cats, you're going to get the best version.
Yeah, they're not going to show the 5 interceptions. He didn't throw 5 interceptions. But if he did, they wouldn't show you that.
Correct. So I will go get eyes on, and I will check out Bryce Young's footwork. And we'll see how it plays out, but I'm intrigued. Looking forward to that. We'll be live 3 to 7 on Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel, without Cole Bryson, with Diesel. Zoe, I am going to ask you for a favor here. And I know we are very early. I need you to cover for me for like 3 minutes. Can we do that? With something?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I know it's a weird spot. I got to take care of something real quick.
All right.
I was just informed of. So give me like 3 minutes and I'll come right back.
All right. I'll do this thing. I will approve that. I'm going to unapprove why I'm not good enough. Let us go to the text line. Steven wants to know if Rob will be eating wings in Atlanta. I don't know what you're implying there, Steven. There may be some famous place in Atlanta that possibly serves wings. Seem to recall someone being in trouble for going to one of those wings places because they also do other things. And, you know, it's possible that I may have heard that he might be doing that thing. We shall see. Also, when it comes to Panthers Fest, you guys really should go check it out. It is in Clemson. I won't be going because I'm not allowed there. But Rob and Diesel will have a good time. And I cannot wait to hear the interview with Steve Smith Sr. because I am really excited about some of the things that he's been doing lately. Never thought, I mean, dude, he has a personality, but I didn't think he had that kind of personality where he's able to go and do different jobs. And I mean, he's no Mike Rowe, but he's out there doing different jobs in football. So you would get an idea of what it's like to be on the sidelines or to be a referee or to be a lot of things that we don't get to see the background of those guys who are out there and are just as important to football as, well, kind of important to football. All right, so they need to be there for football to actually be the product that we love to see. I'm also looking forward to tonight. This is probably the first time in a long time that I'm looking forward to a Hall of Fame game. I have been to Canton McKinley and Hall of Fame Stadium. That is where Canton McKinley High School used to play their football games in, and I don't know if they still do, but this was when I was there. This was, I don't know, I want to say 40 years ago. No, actually more like 45 years. No, it couldn't be 45. It was about 40 years ago. We went there my senior year of high school because they wanted us to see what a real high school football team looks like, which was pretty, it hurt, but we went to see them, and those guys were like twice the size as us, and it was amazing to watch. This was before they got lights, before the Hall of Fame expanded to what it is now. So I'm looking forward tonight because I get to see Ohio again, but I get to see what C.J. Stroud looks like. If he plays any at all, I'm sure he's going to play some. Chicago wimping out, though. I think you got to play some of your guys, but is this a product of the fact that preseason is now only three games? Because before, that last game, that third game, or fourth game, when it was four games, that was when all the guys who were trying to make the team would play. So is it a reversal now? So are they doing it where they are trying to get that out of the way first so they know right away? And that's not good for the players who are trying to make a team, because they're going to have to show out a lot quicker than they would before, because coaches are going to have to make that decision faster because the dress rehearsal now is becoming the third game, the last game, so they can see what they got before the actual season starts. And it's going to get even worse if they actually go down to two games. If they're going to expand to 18 games, which they absolutely will eventually because they probably need to, because some people tune out for preseason games, it's going to be even harder to make a team. And then more than likely, it's going to be the UFL where they're going to get players from, where they're going to develop guys, which is kind of cool anyway. But at the same time, you know, part of the fun is watching the guys who are trying to make the team. That guy who stands out among all those guys, and you're like, oh, wow, that guy, why is that guy's going to make the team? And if he doesn't make, like, let's say in this case, Chicago or Houston, maybe another team picks him up because those guys will jump around some. And then when they get picked up, we'll end up making a team and making a name for themselves. So hopefully we'll get to see some of that tonight. But there was a time when they could not play a night game in Canton Stadium because they had no lights. And when I went there, our coach said, if you win this last game, I will burn my hat and I will take you to Canton Stadium.
burn the hat?
And he burnt the hat because we won the last game. We were not very good.
What was the significance of the hat?
He never took it off.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And very shaggy hair.
Okay, I was going to, I got the image of one of those old coaching straw hats. Like the big round-brimmed coaching field hats?
It was a ball cap. Okay. And, but he had real bushy hair. He was the auto shop guy. So he looked like, if you lined all the teachers up, you would go, that guy, auto shop guy.
That's the one.
Yeah, so, and then they took us to Canton, and I was explaining how much bigger those guys were there. And it was pretty cool to be next to the Hall of Fame, but I never actually got to go into it.
Really?
Yeah. That guy also was drunk on the way home when we were in the back of the truck and thought we were going to die. But, you know, whatever.
Driving the truck?
Yeah.
Not great, Bob.
Unfortunately.
Not great, Bob. Don't like that. So Hall of Fame game. No starters for the Bears tonight. Do you care? Are you watching anyway?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Just because just the fact that I've been in that stadium and I want to see whatever amount C.J. Stroud plays, I want to watch.
Are they playing their starters?
I haven't heard that they weren't.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So I imagine it
would have made news like the Bears did if they decided not to.
While you were out of the room, I was talking about the fact that, you know, there's only three preseason games now, and I think some teams are going to make this first game be like the fourth game.
I mean, it is, right? Like, yeah. I think it's
unfortunate because those guys are the maybe late bloomers that by the fourth preseason game something would click and they would make a team, and now they're going to have to do it a whole lot faster.
Make a team.
Well, there's those guys that are like on the edge, and they have that standout game in the fourth preseason game when they get to play the entire game and they truly get a feel for the NFL. And then suddenly, even if they don't make the team that they're on presently, they would latch onto another team. Now it's going to be harder to do.
Yeah. This was the compromise to go to 17 games, right? We'll add more regular season game, but we want one less, which is weird to me because, again, usually game one, the starters play a quarter. Game two, the starters play a half, maybe a series or two in the second half to kind of give them the feeling of coming out of a locker room and maintaining that intensity through halftime. And then usually your starters play a series two max at game three and game four. So it's weird to me that they were like, yeah, we'll do an extra game where we actually have to play in return for one coming off the schedule that we barely play. But they did it, and that's fine. Whatever, more football is never going to hurt my feelings. I don't care. So D'Amico Ryans, by the way, has not confirmed. He was asked yesterday if he planned on playing his starters when the Bears weren't. And his response was, you guys will see who will play on Thursday on Thursday.
Good. He's not obligated to tell anyone.
No, not at all. Not at all. He said, I'm not going through a list of who's playing and who's not playing. I'm not going through that list. You guys will see who plays on Thursday.
I'm guessing the league probably chastised Chicago for letting everyone know because people automatically will tune out. There are some people who go, hey, they're not playing their starters. Why am I watching?
I get it. At the same time, I think you would have been in for a bigger bleep storm had everybody tuned in to see Caleb Williams and then he never shows up dressed. Right, like I think you would have probably taken a lot more heat.
All right, so
because you'd have baited switched me is what you'd have done if he didn't play, but you didn't tell me.
In that case, you get media attention, whether it's good or bad. You get media attention. In this case, you get nothing for them not playing.
Ew, I just found something really gross on Twitter. I'm gonna put it on the screen. It's really gross.
Are you sure you should do that?
Yeah, yeah. It's really gross, and the fact that I had to look at it means I need all of you to have to look at it as well. A white Packers helmet.
Okay. I was
gross, dude.
Yeah. The white helmets work for some teams like Cincinnati. The Bengals white helmet.
Bengals
is
whites
sweet.
Are good.
It is.
Bengals whites are good.
That not so much.
White Packers helmet. The logo, the green logo, the green G still there. But it's a white helmet.
Here's the thing. I didn't notice the helmet at first. It kind of disappeared in the jersey until you pointed it out. It was like, oh, I'm just looking at how his head was cut off behind the logo. It was like, why is that? Okay.
White Packers. GOE Bible study says that looks like a high school helmet. It does, dude. If you would have shown me this picture of just the helmet and been like, Greer High School has a new helmet this year, I'd have been like, dope. I like it. I don't like it for the Packers, man. You have got, there's very few like other teams I say this about. But Green Bay, you can't wear alternate helmets, okay? You can't do it. There's a lot of alternate helmets I actually really like. I like when the Falcons go throwback reds, all right? Despite the fact that I think creamsicle orange is the worst football color ever, I like when the Bucks go throwback. I like when the Saints wear the black hats. The Bengals whites are nice. The Vikings whites would look nice, except they made the Viking horn white too. So it's just an all-white helmet with a purple triangle.
Risking major repercussions for being so disparaging towards the team.
Not disparaging.
That the GM downstairs is...
I'm going to go ahead and put it out. And if he happens to be listening, I mean, shoot me a text right now.
We could text him and ask him.
We could.
What he thinks about the? I mean, it's a legitimate question from the biggest Packer fan we know.
You know what? I'm gonna send him a screen cap of it.
Yeah, you should
be like,
that.
What do you think?
And ask him what he thinks, because you and I can have an opinion on it, but we're not, you know, big Packer fans like he is.
Here's my opinion.
He's not a big Packer fan either. He lost a lot of weight. Looks good.
Here's my opinion on this. There's not a lot of teams that I would say this about, okay? The Packers have one of the most iconic, historic looks in the NFL and should not be doing this, all right? Your helmet is your throwback. Your helmet is everything. And you're changing to, you're going all, I get it, you want to move some merch, but here's the thing. Dude, they're wearing them with regular jerseys. This isn't like theme. I mean, they're going all white. But this is regular pack stuff. I think the white pants and the white helmet, but the jersey's the same. Wear a different jersey. Wear a different jersey. It's a bad look, man. I don't like it at all. Not one bit. All right, Hall of Fame game tonight. No Caleb Williams, no Bears starters. D'Amico Ryan has not said whether or not the Houston Texans are going to go with their starters tonight. I really hope they do. I also want to see year two C.J. Stroud. Now that everybody knows who he is, I want to see year two C.J. Stroud as well with some film on him now. All right, we'll talk some more football later on, but we got to run to a break. Why? Because it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club. And we got to give Fight Club a few extra minutes today. Why? Because it's SummerSlam weekend. One of the big four taking place from Cleveland, right? In Cleveland this year? The home of the Miz? Cleveland, Ohio, the site of this year's SummerSlam. Talk about, we're making picks.
Well, we always make picks. They won't count for anything because I'm not on tomorrow night. But still.
We're on next week.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'll see.
I could probably come on next week. I said probably, not definite. Fight Club next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Fight Club, where even though we're playing hurt, we're actually, what?
We don't get hurt.
Dude, it just disappeared.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Fight Club, you notice there's no music?
Yeah.
You see
it just stopped?
Do you see my hands?
My hands, okay.
My hands are over here. It just disappeared. But anyway, so I have to figure out what the heck happened there. Hopefully that doesn't happen to anything else. We're playing a little hurt today, but we're still playing. And last night, AEW was at the well with many of our friends of the show.
Friends of the show!
I have some questions for Rob because I can have observations of watching it at home, and he was actually in the well to see it.
Yes, he was.
I will tell you that the TV, and it could be the way the mics were situated, I don't know. The crowd did not seem that live.
Couple of things.
Seemed very confused with MJF. They didn't know who to root for.
So here's the thing. The last time MJF was in the area, he was really very tweener. He's full heel, and he was giving us the full classic heel treatment. You bunch of inbred hicks. I represent all of America, but I'm ashamed to represent this place.
Speaking of which, Excalibur was doing it too. Wait till you watch. I've never heard him do it before, and
we got an Excalibur heel turn.
I did. Yeah, he was saying some underneath things about South Carolina.
Really?
I was offended. I've lived here half my life. I was offended.
I like it.
I'm rip that mask off.
Give us a classic heel, man. Yeah, he was going classic heel, and the crowd just didn't know, because when he came out, there was a pop, like a face pop. And then he immediately started ripping into Greenville, South Carolina, the whole area. And then it got to be very confusing. And I think on top of that, there were a bunch of folks like me, dudes that like to cheer on the heel just to try to irritate people around us. And there were a few of us that were like, yeah, way to be mean to us. We appreciate that.
Well, and then you bring Will Ospreay out to praise the country, even though he's not from the country. I thought that was a little confusing. It came across as confusing.
The problem is this story traditionally gets told the other way around, right?
Yeah.
The story is the other way around, where Ospreay takes the international title and he makes it the British title. And then you got to send an American to Wembley to go win it off the guy. And on top of that, because Will Ospreay coming into this story, was crazy over, you got to have Ospreay win in Wembley. So you're going to have a Brit winning the American title off of an American in Wembley in England. And so it puts American audiences in a weird spot, because we want to root for the American guy. We want to like the concept of the American title, but then you got this guy in MJF carrying it who comes in and just insults everything about us and where we live. So it's a good concept. I think it's real tough to execute. Now, if there's anybody that can pull it off, it's MJF. But it's just a tough spot to put a guy in to have him tell that story. And for Ospreay, kind of the exact opposite, right? Like, you have a story where a Brit is coming in and going, the concept of an American title is bad and dumb. I'm going to win this thing and make it the international title again. thanks for listening, American audience. Like, it's just a weird spot to put those guys in. I'm not saying it's bad and it can't be done, but it's just a weird spot.
Ospreay especially seemed like he was struggling a little bit with it because he didn't know what to do with the crowd reaction.
Yeah, and I think that's it because when...
And he is, you and I keep saying it, and I still believe it.
He's the best wrestler on the planet.
Best wrestler on the planet. Didn't know how to handle that.
Yeah. And again, it's just... It's a bit of an awkward story. It's a bit of a tough spot because how do you stand up there? And I appreciate what he did by, you know, saying how great America is and he's glad to be here and all that. But at the end of the day, we know where this goes. This belt is being fought for in England by an Englishman who's going to win this belt. I don't know that I would know what to come out with there either, right? Like, how do you handle that? Hey, I love you guys. I love this country. I love Greenville. I love South Carolina. I'm glad to be here. Everything's amazing. And now I'm going to go take the American flag off of this championship and run. Like, it's a tough spot that kind of forces both guys into what should be a tweener role, but neither one of them is.
So to me, the start of the show was shaky, but the end of the show was excellent. Never, and you've heard me say this many times, not a big fan of the Millennial Cowboy until now. I mean, his ultra heel turn, or is he a heel? I mean, you understand why he's doing the things. It's Drew McIntyre to a degree, except sure, a lot more violent. And I thought that match was great.
That match was great, and it was great in person too. And you know what you're going to get with Darby Allin. You're going to get some, oh my God, Darby, please stop.
Yeah,
from friend of the show, Darby Allin.
The steps thing is like, oh no, he's not going. Yeah. Oh, he did. Just
he did
that.
The thing.
Yeah. And jumping off the sign, that was nice. He also hit that stiff. I'm like, oh man, that got some ribs there.
Yeah. Darby Allin does dumb things for a living, and I appreciate the entertainment value we get out of it. Hangman's great, man. Like, he's always been great. I love the character because he can flip it around and go Millennial Cowboy and talk about, you know, mental health issues and saving the planet. All things I'm on board with people knowing and understanding and working towards. And then he can turn around and go old school Wild West Cowboy and just beat the hell out of anybody that's in front of him. It's a great back and forth for this guy.
I wish you still had the eye patch, though. I mean,
the
eye patch was pretty wicked. So overall, you've seen AEW twice now, right?
I've seen them a lot more because when I was in Jacksonville when they were getting their start. So I saw early AEW stuff when I lived down there. But in the Carolinas, that is the third AEW show. I think we've done two here and one in Columbia. That was the second one here?
No, this is the first one.
Was that the first
ever
one here?
Yeah.
All right, then I've done one here, one in Columbia. I thought I did a third one. Maybe not. I thought I did one like early.
Maybe you jumped over to Georgia or something.
It might have been.
But still, I know those two for sure. So compare the two. Compare the Columbia crowd to the Greenville crowd, because the Greenville crowd is usually pretty hype as far as wrestling goes.
It was okay, honestly. And we had this whole conversation. Me, Jack, and Joey B is our little wrestling trio. We had this conversation. And this is a ramification of the philosophy behind AEW, which is it is a wrestling company that is run by wrestlers, right? And the result of that is the fans that come to the show. Joey B said it best. He said, you go to WWE for the drama and the storylines. You come to AEW shows for good wrestling, right? Like, that's what it is. You come for good wrestling matches. And the problem is most wrestling fans are not in it for the wrestling matches. They're in it for the storylines that involve wrestling matches. And so the fans that come to AEW shows, you're not going to get, like, Monday Night Raw, when we went, it was to the rafters full.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, the entire upstairs was tarped off.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't want to bring that up, but yeah. I figured with the camera
and I
angles,
say this lovingly and respectfully as somebody who loves AEW and promotes them as often as possible, the upstairs was taped off, and the top half of the bottom bowl was sparse, right? Because the people who come to that show are wrestling fans. Wrestling fans. And so you're not going to get as many, but the ones that are there for wrestling. So the entertainment, the promos, they don't hit like they do in WWE because we're just ready for the next match to start. And that is why I said last night, again, out of love, I want them to come here all the time. But that is a show that feels more like an indie show that deserves to be, or that should be, in like a 3,000-seat arena, not a 17,000-seat arena.
All right, Texter, who complained that we don't talk enough AEW.
There you go.
There we go. One of the biggest events of the summer every year is WWE SummerSlam. Next year is going to be two nights, so we're going to get a lot more, but we get one night in Cleveland, which is all you need. Trust me, been to Cleveland. Starting this Saturday, I believe it kicks off at 7 o'clock. Let us start with WWE Women's Championship match.
I have gotten a response from the boss downstairs. I sent him the screen cap of the helmet for the Packers and said, how do we feel about Pac wearing these against Houston? And his response is, and I quote, meh.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Bayley versus Nia Jax. I know you don't like Nia Jax. You say she hurts people and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? She has hurt some people.
And I mean this sincerely. She's gotten dramatically better. She's gotten dramatically better. I'm not saying she's still not got some room to get better.
She also seems to have a thing for blondes because now she's with Tiffy. So, yeah.
You know what time it is?
It's not Tiffy time. It could be, though.
Could be. It's coming.
It could be.
It's coming.
She might tip the scales to make it to where Nia Jax actually wins the championship. But then you get Tiffany versus Nia Jax, which could be a fun match. I'm going Nia Jax to win this. I think Bayley, her fight happens a lot. The fight to get to the championship is such a good story. But when they get the championship, it just kind of stops. It kind of stalls. And I don't think there's anything else they can do with Bayley because she's not feuding with her old faction anymore. It's just,
I agree with all that, but my other question is also, what is Bayley right now? Like, what is she? She's not a tweener. She's not a face. Right now, it just kind of feels like she's there. She's just there holding the belt. So because of that reason, I agree with you. I'm going to go Nia Jax.
All right, the next match is for the United States Championship. We got Rob's boy, Logan Paul.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you freaking dare.
What? I can't.
Don't you dare.
The versus. So, LA Knight versus Logan Paul should be a good match. They don't know what to do with LA Knight. I will say again, putting him up against Roman Reigns was an absolute mistake. They were going somewhere with this fight when LA Knight showed up in Logan Paul's pool. That was great.
That was great.
And then it just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, I agree.
So
you had a real Stone Cold Booker in the grocery store vibe going for a hot minute there.
I don't want to say this. I really don't. But I think LA Knight wins the belt.
I am also going with Los Angeles Knight. I agree. And all I need to say is, yeah! Yeah!
I missed it. There's a thing there. That was weird. I'm looking at the page and looking at that at the same time. I'm just having a rough day because it's my Friday, too. WWE International Championship, Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker. It's Breaker time. Sami Zayn, again, I mean, although the last couple weeks have been pretty good with him helping out Jay and things like that, he's more help a guy out than he is carrying a championship successfully. And it's just a little boring right now. It just is. And Braun Breaker is not boring.
Here's the problem you bump into with a guy like a Sami Zayn. Once the underdog wins and they're not the underdog anymore, what do you do there?
Yeah. Right?
You can't say my guy beat Gunther. He beat Braun Breaker. Has he beat him twice or beat him once?
He's beat him once. Yeah.
Beat him once. Once the underdog gets a title and then wins a couple where he's the underdog coming in, it's not an underdog story anymore. And what's the appeal there? So I agree, this is the beginning of the Braun Breaker era.
Right.
I want to pick something different than you, but I also don't want to lose.
This next one is going to be interesting. Friends of the show wrestling each other for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Friend of the show, Damian Priest, who we had right there in the studio, going up against Gunther, who we also had right there in the studio. Both those guys were awesome, great interviews, a lot of fun with them being here. How do you pick this match? Well, let me tell you how. I'm going to, and you already did that. We're not going to disagree again.
Dang it.
It is Gunther time. This is the beginning of the end of that we thought would be the beginning of the end of Judgment Day. We might see things come. We probably will see things come apart this weekend, and this will be the beginning of it. And yeah, I'm going with Gunther.
I did the thing first. So that we would...
There is no more Imperium, as far as we can tell.
Donate it. Donate it. He's still the Ring General. I'm going with Gunther here, and I'm going with Gunther here for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that dude's earned a title run. And as much as I love Damian, great guy, like you mentioned, came in, hung out, super nice to us while he was here, as much as I enjoy Damian Priest, I don't know how much further the belt helps the Judgment Day breakup story. Unless you're going to do the Rhea and Damian go off as the two big champs elsewhere if she takes it off of Liv Morgan, and they kind of do their own thing away from Judgment Day. But I don't think you need the belt on Damian to tell that story. Gunther is the dude who elevates that based on what he's done. I am going with the Ring General.
All right. Zach says, what if Nia won because Tiffany helps her somehow, and then Tiffany attacks her and cashes in? That would be great. I forgot about her having the Money in the Bank, so that would be excellent. It would. Three matches to go. This one, I should care more about it, but the promo Monday really kind of ruined it for me. CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre with Seth Rollins as the special guest referee. I would rather have just seen these guys in like a no disqualification match without Seth Rollins being involved.
I mean, it's a hard match to pick because Seth becomes the wild card here, right? And he can come out and do the I'm gonna be rules are mine. I can do whatever. Like, he never said I'm playing fair, right? He said you will abide by my decisions. He never said those decisions are gonna be fair back and forth. I am because I'm gonna tell you, McIntyre v. Punk feels like the most like genuine two dudes that don't like each other thing they've got going right now.
It is a very hard to pick, though.
Scottish psychopath. Give me Drew McIntyre.
Me too.
Oh, come on, man.
It's all right. It's okay. I mean, we're of one mind, one accord until the next match. All right. WWE Women's World Championship, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley. This is it. We've been leading into the end of the Judgment Day. This is when the plans come about. It's when they happen. The whole thing about Dom saying, doing what he did, and Liv crying. We're going to find out that the clubhouse wasn't destroyed by Liv Morgan. This is all a setup. It's all an inside job to get rid of Rhea and to get rid of Damian Priest so that one guy named Finn Balor can take the lead of the Judgment Day where he should have been. Yes. And Liv Morgan wins this match. Because of interference, Liv Morgan wins and retains the championship. Can you do it? Can you go against mommy?
See, here's this problem that I bump into here. The problem is I'm the Bill Goldberg of doing this, all right? I'm undefeated as long as I've been picking wrestling matches on the Upstate Bowl on this show and the Upstate Bowl.
I beat you before, but other people lost. So don't act like you've never. Yes, I have beat you before. Do I need to go back in history? I am willing to do the research, but it doesn't matter if I beat you or you beat me if other people lose to us.
All right. So I've picked this card perfect so far. The bad news is so have you. So I got to go. Do I go with my heart and pick mommy? Or do I go with my keep the unbeaten streak or the no loss streak alive?
Or do you go with the image of Daisy Dukes in your head?
That little twirl, though. That little twirl changed the world. All right. That little twirl made the folks at Netflix go, uh-oh. Maybe we did a bad. Any of you ever tell her I said this? I will fight you on sight. You will catch these hands. You will get that smoke. But my pride in victory outweighs the love in my heart. Liv Morgan.
All right. And finally, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa. Cody Rhodes wins.
Yeah, obviously. There's no excitement there. Unless they do something absolutely wild.
They could. Roman Reigns returns. I mean, you know.
That's my thing. If Roman Reigns returns.
All that stuff that Solo's been talking.
Or does he help him and go, still family, right? He's screwed up, but he's still family.
Maybe. Or another brother shows up.
Roman Reigns, by the way.
Signed.
Roman Reigns, by the way, minus 200 to appear in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul is minus 300 to show up and help Logan. Does that change your thoughts on that match any?
No. We've seen Jake Paul try to help before. It's ugly.
Here's my favorite thing. You can bet on which weapon Dominic uses to interfere in the Rhea Ripley match. You want the numbers on those?
Yeah, yeah.
Fist plus 200. Chair plus 250. A kick plus 400. Belt 5-1. Brass knucks 7-1. A table 10-1. He throws the referee into the match 12-1. Mr. Fuji Salt 33-1.
Wow. I'm gonna go with referee there.
Back after this to wrap it all up on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Cleveland. At least we're not Detroit. What a text. Team USA basketball last night get the win over South Sudan. That brings them to 2-0, all but assures that they will be moving into the knockout round. Steph Curry stunk up the gym last night, 0-for-6 from range. And I'm at the point now that despite the fact that I defend Steph Curry from the vicious mockery of the great one Lonzo on a daily basis, I gotta send Steph to the pine, man. Drew Holiday's getting the start for me from now on.
Not gonna happen though. We'll see. But I don't think that Steve Curry's gonna bench his own guy.
It's a really interesting spot because on one hand, like obviously, Steve's got to be thinking about the fact that he's back with Golden State next year. Steph's back with Golden State next year. But at the same time, I would argue to every coach and every player, if you are going to take over Team USA basketball, really any Olympic sport that is played by the pros, if you're going to take over Team USA basketball, I think you have got to have the rocks to look one of your own guys in the face and go, dude, if you suck, you get benched, man. If you suck, you're riding pine. I can't have you out there stinking up the gym. You're my guy. You're my boy. I love you. We'll see you in the next one. But if you're stinking up the court, you got to go. I have already seen Steph at least once get pulled out of the game, walk over to Steve-O, give him the look. And Steve sends him right back in. Like, as much of a I think, good job as Steve Kerr is doing so far, that's the kind of stuff that makes you want to, have a change, even if you win gold. If you don't have the rocks to look Steph in the face and go, I know you want to go back in. I know this is a legacy thing for you. I know this matters to you a lot. But, my guy, you're 0-for-6 from range. The only reason you're here is to go 5-of-6 from range. You're 0-for-6. I got the greatest Olympic basketball player of all time, Kevin Durant, on the bench for you. I can't do that. I can't have that guy coming off the pine for you if you're not doing the one thing you're supposed to do.
Bench him for that Livingston guy.
Good old Tyrese Livingston of Burton from Indiana. Hall of Fame game tonight. I'm watching. Let me rephrase that. I'm watching because it's been too long since football's been on the TV. But no Caleb Williams, no starters for the Bears, don't know what the Texans are going to do, don't care. Give me 53 guys trying to make the 53-man roster, and I'll watch.
Beginning, as we have said, it was foretold, the beginning of many Thursdays to come with football.
Not a Thursday sans football until February. LFG.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of... lot of Thursdays. So we got tonight. Carolina's preseason kicks off next Thursday. Oh, BT Dub, since we're here. Tonight, Panther Fan Fest, Clemson, South Carolina. I will be there with Real Diesel doing Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel Without Cole with Rob Brown tonight from 3 to 7 from Fan Fest at Clemson. Very much looking forward to that this evening. Make sure you join us here on the Fan Upstate from 3 to 7. Practice at 6:30. If you don't have your tickets, you can get them on the Panther website and come out, watch practice, watch the gang. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about that. We'll be live from 3 to 7. Off tomorrow, we'll return to you triumphantly and with great volume and enthusiasm on Monday.
For now, it's time for the last What the X of the Week. I will ask Rob. Yeah, like you're not really that upset about it. I'll ask Rob what's Xing, and he will tell. Yeah, that's probably more close to the point. All right, the first thing that's Xing is Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark played golf today, and he's not playing golf exceptionally well as of right now. He was the only American that was over par earlier. Now I don't know if he's done something. I've not seen anything jump up that has taken him in the other direction. Xander Schauffele, one of the other Americans playing, minus 7 through 14, second on the leaderboard with plenty of chances to catch up with Hideki Matsuyama. Scottie Scheffler shot a 4-under in round number one. Colin Morikawa, 1-under through 14. Wyndham Clark, plus 4 on the day.
You know, plus 4 is still playing better than Steph Curry. I just want to point that out.
I hate that you're, for the first time in all the times you've talked about Steph Curry, not wrong about that.
All right. The next thing that's Xing is Ricochet.
Okay. Follow me on this one. Ricochet is not trending because Ricochet did anything impressive. Ricochet is trending because right now Ricochet is currently engaged to Samantha Irvin, WWE ring announcer.
I thought they were already married. It could be wrong.
Are they married? I thought they were engaged. Either way, he is in a committed relationship with WWE ring announcer Samantha Irvin, who is, and I did the research on this, verified smoke show. Well, old Sammy Gal on the X has taken to posting what the kids call thirst traps, including one where she's naked. She's naked. And taking a picture of herself. Now, she's got her hair covering the lady bits, and she's like turned to the side, so you kind of get the butt in profile, but like nothing gratuitous, but she's very clearly in the buff, and everybody is in one of two teams. Either Team A, Ricochet, or on Team B, Ricochet. Dude, come on, man. Come on. You're getting it's not good. It's not good.
You'll never be as acrobatic as him. That could be a selling point. I don't know.
Oh, Samantha Irvin.
So anyway, don't look up Samantha Irvin if you're at work.
I'm not here to tell you how to live.
Dude, don't do it.
I'm not here to tell you how to live.
Do not fall for that.
Because, I'm not here to tell you how to live.
Because I did. But it's okay because you know, the boss is a
research
fan.
Research yeah, purposes.
Absolutely. All right. The next thing that is Xing is Tony Khan.
Tony Khan is Xing for one of a few reasons. I'm not sure which one.
It's a major one that we talked about yesterday.
Okay. Tony Khan apparently had a meeting with one Shane McMahon yesterday or the day before at a Dallas airport, a meeting in a private office of a private Dallas, like a rich people Dallas airport. And apparently he and Shane O'Mac had a meeting together, leading many to speculate that we could hear "Here Comes the Money" potentially at Wembley. Is that a gigantic coup for AEW? I don't really think so.
All right, so Shane McMahon has confirmed the meeting and has also put out there what supposedly they talked about.
Which was what?
Business.
So he didn't put a damn thing
out
there?
No, I can't remember the exact quote, and I can't get it back in time because
here comes the money. Yeah. Here comes the money.
My favorite memes about this is I now own AEW. That's my favorite one.
Oh man, it's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird.
And finally, I said I wasn't gonna do it, but I got to just because I have a chance to say this again.
Samantha Irvin.
Hose for Harris.
Oh, okay.
Hose for Harris.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
It's trending.
Look.
Yes. It was trending yesterday, but it was trending as twerking, but they've changed it to Hose for Harris. I don't. because there are whites for Harris and there are other things, so hoes for Harris. I don't know who coined the phrase, but it's trending.
I know exactly who coined the phrase, and we'll end the show right there.
Do you? I what's his name?
Uh-uh.
What's her name?
Demographic.
What's their name?
People who got real mad at twerking. All right? Y'all let Megan Thee Stallion twerk. Let her live. Let her do her thing. She made a lot of money twerking. If I could get paid that much money to twerk, I'd twerk all the time.
Maybe you should twerk right now. No, you probably shouldn't.
I'd probably throw a hip out or something. Hey, that's it for us. We're off tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. Carolina Panther Fan Fest tonight from Clemson. Diesel and I, the real Diesel and I, will be there on air from 3 to 7. If you're coming out, please come find us and say hello.
Especially while they're talking live on the air, because that's the best time to come and say hello. If you see their mouths moving, they're probably on air. Come up and say, hey, hey, until you're acknowledged.
Y'all have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here Monday to do it all over again, but better. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.